Good evening, good afternoon, or good night. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I do know why. Welcome to the 8th episode of Walkie Talkie. We're coming up here on our last few episodes. 10's going to be our final episode, as you guys all know. We've gone to a lot of places so far. Plenty of places. We've gone to Kent Lake, Point Bonita, Lake Tahoe. We've had interviews. We've had different styles of shows. We've done a whole lot of things here. And I'm pretty proud of what we've been able to do. And I hope that anyone who's able to listen to this was able to gather some knowledge on hiking locations in our area. And, you know, I always love to encourage people to go outside. I think it's a great thing to do. Very good for the body and the mind. And anytime I can encourage someone to do so and help them learn more about it, I love it. So today we have an episode that is going to be a little bit more relaxed from the last few. We've had some pretty big-time locations, Mount Tam, Lake Tahoe. We've had the interview with Brandon Stuckey, as you all know, talking about even further locations than that, Colorado, Arizona. But today we're going to go ahead and bring it a little bit back down to earth and talk about China Camp State Park. A lot of you should know what China Camp State Park is, as it's probably the closest possible hiking and outdoor location that you can get to from the Dominican campus. Quite literally, it is directly behind it. But I wanted to cover this not only because it's so close, but it's not a good bad location whatsoever, and I think a lot of people overlook it just because of how close it is, thinking that, oh, the better spots must be a little bit farther away, they must be harder to get to. But not really, because China Camp State Park honestly has a lot more to offer than quite a few places I've seen. I say so because China Camp has a lot of just things that you can do. China Camp obviously has hiking, as it wouldn't be on the show if it didn't. Good trails there. It has parks with barbecue areas right on the water. It has beaches, not, you know, sand beaches, but they're a little bit of pebbly, rocky beaches, but they're cool to go down to. It's got kayaking, and I honestly believe the scenery there is not bad at all. I do really like going there just to look around, and it's obviously not in any Point Bonita or the top of Mount Tam, but it's a really simple view that you can appreciate. I find it very calming to look out at all the reeds and then the two or three telephone poles with the wires just going across out into the distance. Sunsets there look beautiful, even though the sunset's on the backside. It reflects off the water in front of you, and it looks, you know, amazing. The parks with the barbecues, like I said, are awesome. Great place to hang out with family and friends. They have picnic tables, plenty of space to run around, play football, or play catch, or anything you guys would want to do. Kayaking is, like I said, down by the docks. Super great activity to go do out in the bay. You just got to make sure it's not too windy of a day, and they'll let you out there. The village is also not a bad place to entertain. Like I said, there's more picnic tables down there. There's a dock that I believe they let you fish off of. I say I believe because when I went, it was closed, so I wouldn't be able to know if they were going to allow people to fish off it or not, but I'm sure they would. There's also more parking down there. That's the one thing that might be a little bit difficult about this place is weekends get pretty crowded, actually, surprisingly. And parking can get pretty tough to find sometimes. You'll find you have to park somewhere on the side of the road, kind of far from where you actually want to be sometimes, and it can get annoying, but unless you're in the most populated areas, you should be okay. When it comes to the trails themselves, I found them all to be pretty unique. Not the best trails I've been on, absolutely not. They have not been even close to as maintained as something like Point Reyes, but obviously that is a national seashore, and this is a state park, which is quite a bit different. There's a lot higher level of care put into a national place of monument, and a state level one, clearly. But what really kind of disappointed me was that it wasn't even as good as Kent Lake. And honestly, I think Kent Lake still holds one of the best trail qualities that I've had to go on so far. It doesn't get even close to Kent Lake, and Kent Lake is not even a state park. It's just a lake that has some trails around it, and those trails just happen to be very well maintained. China Camp is not the same way. There is... While the trails aren't difficult, they're usually very flat, for the most part short. There's maybe one or two trails that get over 3 miles. And the quality of the trails themselves is just really, really rough. You could tell a lot has eroded by the water, and it makes sense in a place like this because it is right on the bay water, and the bay water fluctuates quite a bit. So heavy rainfall around that area obviously is going to affect China Camp a lot more than it would affect somewhere like Kent Lake. It's another thing you have to be weary about is when you're hiking closer to the ocean, things tend to erode quite a bit faster, even if it is something like just the bay. But the trails themselves, other than their quality, I found to be very unique and very calming. They were very serene. Very quiet for the most part. Of course, like I said, they're in the most crowded areas on the weekends. Obviously, there's going to be a good amount of people there because it is a very popular spot in Marin. But if you stay away from popular times and popular areas, which you should, honestly, because I found a lot of my best experiences here to be away from where all those populated areas are, despite how cool those are. The farther away you go, the more isolated you get, and China Camp is one of those places where you can't really see civilization anywhere around. It's a pretty rare sight to see, obviously, in the Bay Area, where we have a lot of cities and cars and people and just everything that has to do with modern life. The ability to escape all of that and go out to China Camp where there is nothing except for this just massive stretch of nature and grassland. It's not even really grassland. I don't really know how to describe it. You can't walk on it because it's all just muddied out flat plain land that is kind of soaked in with the bay water as it rushes out and in over this big old landscape, and there's these massive power lines that sail off into the distance and a river that splits right between the marshlands. And it is just very, very unique. I haven't seen anywhere that it really does feel like you're in Florida or Louisiana or somewhere like that. The vibe you get from being there. And I think that is something I haven't really seen yet. I don't think it's like this big, amazing thing that sets China Camp above everything else. I think it's just a vibe that you can't really find anywhere else. And that's why I pointed it out here. Biking here is pretty much non-existent, unless you're talking about road biking, then it's probably the best road biking spot that you're going to find in the area. It is a very long stretch of two-lane road that, obviously, it is very narrow. There are blind corners. You definitely want to do it at your own risk and do it safely and make sure that you have all the proper equipment and the proper ability to be seen by other drivers. Things like flashlights, reflectors, anything like that would certainly help in a place like this. But yeah, two-lane road, long stretch of just windy, somewhat well-paved. I think there's a good amount of potholes. It's not a brand new road by any means, but it's not something that's going to be tough on a bike. And you just go straight through a slice of China Camp, the best slice that I could find. It really shows you everything that China Camp has to offer, that one main road that goes straight through. It'll show you those marshlands that I just talked about with the power lines. It'll take you up into these rocky little hills or these small trees and pebbles right on the coast. And then over tucked up to your right, you'll see up into the mountains and see more of what the mountains have to do with China Camp and the bigger trees that stretch all the way up into the northern area of China Camp and western as well. The reason I say that mountain biking is not a thing here is because a majority of the trails are very flat, and a majority of the trails are gravelly or covered in pebbles, and it's not something that anyone would want to bike on. You would have almost no stability. You'd be sinking into the rubble and the sand and the pebbles. It's just not something I would attempt. There's maybe a couple. There's one trail, I think, that I saw. I wasn't able to get down it in time, but the majority that I went on was dirt. However, it's just a flat trail, and I know that in Marin County, there are many better places to just ride a flat bike on. Kent Lake being one of them. So what do I think about China Camp? The closest and easiest to get to location that we've had on the show so far. Well, you'd expect it to be the lowest and the worst, and honestly, it's debatable. When it comes to actual hiking itself, I believe it is better. I believe Kent Lake is better than China Camp, sorry. Kent Lake is better than China Camp when it comes to straight hiking. The trail quality is better and the views are just a little bit nicer, I'd say. Unless you're at China Camp at sunset. That's the only exception I was able to find where China Camp just comes alive and looks really beautiful is when the water just starts glistening off of the bay coast. And obviously, the mountains being on the west side, you can't really see the sunset, but it doesn't really matter because the sun reflects all these thousands of mini suns that glisten all over the water in front of you to replace it, and it almost seems like the sunset is setting into the bay itself, and it's a pretty beautiful sight to see. Definitely recommend that. But other than that time and that specific thing, if you're going at a normal day, Kent Lake is going to be a nicer hiking experience for you and biking experience for you. However, if you just want to hang out with your family and go on a small hike and then just relax and have a little barbecue and a picnic, maybe show the kids how to fish a little bit, it's completely unbeaten. It is the best we've had so far for entertainment, besides Lake Tahoe, obviously, and Lake Tahoe being a tourist location, obviously it's going to have some pretty ridiculous tourist attractions, which it does. But China Camp has everything it really needs. You can plan out a full day at China Camp and do something different between each meal. You can wake up in the morning and go down and fish off the dock and have lunch later in the day and barbecue with the family and on the picnic table right off this beautiful view of the bay water. Green grass, small trees all around, kids playing. And then you can then, after that, go branch off and take a little small hike. Or take a little bike ride down the side of the coast. Tuck back up into the hills and see what's off the trails up in the mountains. There's so many possibilities that this place holds. It's a location that you can come back to multiple times and have a very different and completely different experience from your previous one. I know that I've flown drones here. That was one of the things I did. I've gone bike riding throughout this place. I've gone on many hikes. I have had barbecues out there. It's just a really great place to entertain. And although it lacks in actual hiking, it lacks in its actual hiking space and quality, it doesn't really lack in any other aspect. And because of that, I'm going to go ahead and give China Camp a 6.5 out of 10. And that seems really low. I just said so much good stuff about it. Why are you putting it down at 6.5? Well, because the trail quality is, like I said, really not that great. The hiking here is not even really the main attraction. It's just something that there's a lot of trails and there's a lot of... I went thinking that hiking was going to be a much bigger deal than it was, when in reality, China Camp is more of just a family-oriented place to be. And because this is such a hiking show, I can't feel good giving it a high score when it doesn't have that great of hiking. It's just that great of a place to just do everything else that I talked about in the show. With that being said, that's going to go ahead and wrap this 8th episode of Walkie Talkie coming up on the end here. And if I haven't already yet, I hope to see you out on the trails. This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department of the Dominican University of California and is intended for the private and non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other podcasts created by students at radio.dominican.edu. That's going to wrap up this week's episode of Walkie Talkie. I hope you all enjoyed it, learned something new about the trails that wind throughout the bay, and I hope to see you all out on the trails.